soldiers of Jesus Christ. It's kind of an amazing thing. You see the military soldiers of America, and then we also see the Christian soldiers. We sang that little song, Onward Christian Soldiers. We have a great responsibility in our lives to live like Jesus Christ, as well as our men and women who serve our country. Memorial Day is when Americans observe to honor men and women who died while serving the United States military. The Civil War claimed many, many lives, and there are then any conflict in U.S. history requiring established a country's first national cemetery. In the late 1860s, American in various towns and cities began holding springtime tributes to these countless fallen soldiers. They call it Decorating Day. And they decorated the graves with flowers and recited prayers at those graves. Then World War I took a lot of soldiers' lives. The people even more desired a special day to remember those who had given the greatest of all sacrifice, their life. They remembered the great battle in Flanders Field. And this is the poem that Miona Michael wrote in 1918 about Flanders Field. Oh, you who sleep in Flanders Fields, sleep sweet to rise anew. We caught the torch you threw, and holding high we keep the faith with all who died. We cherish, too, the poppy red that grows on fields where valor led. It seems to signal to the skies that blood of heroes never dies, but lend a luster to the red of the flowers that bloom above the dead in Flanders Field. And now the torch and poppy red we wear in honor of our dead. Fear not that ye have died for naught. We'll teach the lesson that you wrought in Flanders Field. This is the first time I didn't get a poppy. I always get that. I don't know why. Are they doing that anymore? Are they? Did you get one? Yeah. Well, I'm looking for one. Amen. And I hope you remember. Some of this seems so long ago, back in World War I. My grandfather was in World War I. His job was in the Army Air Corps. And his job was to turn the props, the wooden props, so they wouldn't warp. They would turn them at a certain time, so making sure those props wouldn't. Isn't that amazing? But he served over in France. And he'd tell me stories about it. We've heard the Revolutionary Wars, and we've heard the Civil Wars, and the Spanish-American Wars, and many wars that we have seen. And now, of course, we are plagued by this war of terrorists that just about to ruin us. And it frustrates many of you today. Memorial Day is a day remembered all American soldiers who have given their lives so that we can be free. Can you imagine today what America would be like if we didn't have our soldiers who went abroad to stop this foolishness of terrorists? It is said that there are special ways to celebrate this day by visiting cemeteries and placing a flag. And I hope you visit a cemetery tomorrow. Or flowers on the grave of the fallen heroes. We have a number of them in Great Falls. By visiting war memorials. By flying the U.S. flag at half-staff until noon. By flying the POW/MIA flag. By participating in National Moment of Remembrance at 3 o'clock to pause and think upon the true meaning of this day. For taps to be played, by renewing a pledge to the aid the widows and the widowers and orphans of our fallen dead, to aid the disabled veterans. Today, the United States has engaged the enemies of peace and freedom. And then many of our boys and girls soldiers are fighting for freedom in many far away places. The names of these places are getting a little more familiar than we like. Afghanistan, Kuwait, Kabul, Iraq, Baghdad, Basra, Mosul, Bala. We speak freely of the Al-Qaeda and the Sunni Arab militants and the Shiites and ISIS. I don't know about you, but I'm tired of it. If you want to live that way in your own country, but don't bring it to me. But you bring it to me. We got men and women who are going to stand up to you. And we're going to take you. First of all, a soldier must be very brave. Talk to a lot of our men that are soldiers. They don't think they're very brave. They say this, well, I got a job to do and just got to do it. A soldier must be very brave, willing to fight, and many times even to die to protect our as well as our neighbor's freedom. Just outside the nation's capital in Arlington, Virginia, there is a special place. This is a cemetery where many of our soldiers' bodies are buried. If you go there, you will see thousands of white crosses marking the graves of these brave men and women. Sometimes, though, a soldier falls in battle and no one knows his or her name. Or maybe no one was able to recover his remains. At Arlington National Cemetery, there's a special grave that remembers these great men and women who died for our country, whose name we do not know. It's called the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, with his inscription, "Here rest in honored glory an American soldier known but to God." This is a beautiful monument made of white marble. And there is a large white building behind it. There's a special elite soldiers who are chosen to guard the tomb of the unknown soldier's remains. This tomb is guarded 24 hours a day, 365 days every year, since July 2nd, 1937. It is a great honor for a soldier to be called to guard this tomb. These soldiers take this post very seriously. They spend 8 hours getting their uniform ready each day. 8 hours. They get their hair cut every other day while they are assigned to guard this tomb. These soldiers want to do their best, to look their best, while guarding this tomb. Because the memory of the unknown soldiers who have died to protect our freedom did their best, in America, they want to do their best. These soldiers died so that we could be free. The Tomb of the Unknown Soldier is the most important monument in America. I believe you'd agree with that. But to the Christian, there's another tomb that's even more important than this one. And that's the tomb of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That tomb is located just outside the city of Jerusalem in Israel. It is close to the hill called Mount Calvary. It could be called the tomb of the most well-known soldier because it once held the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Today the tomb is not guarded by elite soldiers 24 hours a day. Without hesitation, because no one lays there anymore. The soldier Jesus only laid in that tomb 3 days and three nights. After 3 days and three nights, the soldier Jesus rose from the dead. The Bible, without hesitation, tells us that Jesus is in heaven now preparing a home for where he will live someday. Jesus Christ is the most important soldier that ever lived. He's the Son of God. And before he ever lived here on earth, he lived in heaven with his Father. He came here to earth knowing that one day that he would die to pay the ultimate sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. Even when he lived here on earth, as a little boy, he was perfect. He did not do anything wrong. He never disobeyed his mother or his stepfather. He never fought with his stepbrother or sisters. He never fought with his friends. He never told a lie. He always told the truth. Yet, he chose to die on the cross to pay for our sins so that if we trust him as our Savior, our sins will be forgiven and we will go to heaven someday. There's a number of accounts in the Bible of soldiers. I love soldiers. I love warriors. I like to be around those men and women that carry themselves high and fulfill the duties that they're called to do. I love to be around people who are faithful. I love to be around men and women that want to do what they're supposed to do and act like they're supposed to act and dress like they're supposed to dress. I just like being around guys and gals like that. I like being around guys that are willing to salute properly, carefully, their breeches pressed so that you almost cut wood with them. I like to see them that are sharp and shiny. I love seeing that. I love seeing people that are orderly and can take orders and can give orders. There's one special account in the Bible of a military man that I love just reading about. He was called a centurion. A Roman soldier was a centurion when he was command 100 men. This man had lots and lots of servants. He was a good man. He was even helped the people of Capernaum and built a synagogue, which we call a Jewish church. The city leaders told Jesus that this centurion has a servant that was very sick and he was dying. It was the centurion's favorite servant. And therefore, Jesus prepared to go to that centurion's house. But one of the centurion's friends came and stopped Christ and said, "The centurion knows how great you are, and the power of God rests upon you. He does not feel worthy to have such a great man as you to come to his house." The centurion knows. If he has a soldier, he tells him to do something, he does it. I love that. If he has a servant to go get something, he gets that. The centurion knows that if you want to heal his servant, all you have to do is say the word, and it will be done. When Jesus heard that, he marveled. It amazed the Lord. I always said it's a good thing to be careful not to marvel God. But there are some times it'd be a good time to go, we can amaze God. I tell you that I have not found anyone with such faith as this centurion has. He has more faith than anyone else I have ever met in Israel, Jesus said. The Bible said the centurion's friend returned home and he found that the servant was well at the same hour that Jesus Christ spoke at. Jesus had healed the servant without even going all the way to the centurion's house. We need to have faith in Jesus just like the centurion did. We need to know that he can help us with whatever the problem that we have in our life. We should also be thankful to Jesus that for all that he has done for us and for all he's given to us. On Memorial Day, we should also be thankful and grateful for another group of people, the soldiers who are at this moment fighting and dying so that we in America can be free? Why don't you take a few moments today and thank God for these soldiers that had paid the ultimate price, and the families that were left behind that paid that ultimate price? You can also decide to give honor to the Lord Jesus Christ, the greatest soldier of all, by receiving Him as your personal Savior. Giving honor to Him by being as faithful in your service to Jesus as the soldiers in this service and for their country. We need to work hard to honor Jesus as the soldier, the tomb of the unknown soldier do, as they honor those who have died for our country. We can honor Jesus by obeying Him. Jesus said, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." That's God's promise to us. "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." Has there been a time in your life that you really looked inside of you? I mean, really looked inside of you and said, "You know, what have I done with this Jesus Christ?" And we honor these people that take care of the tomb of the unknown soldiers. I met a couple of them the work that they did carefully, spotlessly, so that they could honor that who they did not even know. It's amazing that people have heard about Jesus, and Jesus loves you and gave Himself completely to you if you would just invite Him to come and to be your Savior. Boy, it would be a terrible thing to know all about this, know all about God and all about Christ, but never receive Him as your personal Savior. That has got to be there. You have to do that. It's got to be. The Bible says there's two things in this world that a man is going to go to. He's either going to go to heaven or he's going to go to hell. To go to hell, you don't have to do nothing. You don't have to believe nothing. You don't have to trust nothing. You just keep on doing your life. But to go to heaven, you must receive Jesus Christ as a personal Savior. There must be a time in your life you say, "God, I know I am a sinner." Now, that's pretty easy for me. I know I'm a sinner. You live with me a day, and you know that I'm a sinner. I can live with you for an hour, and I can figure that one out. Amen? We're all sinners. The Bible said all have sinned and come short of glory of God. There's none righteous, no, not all of us are sinners. So what are you going to do with that sin? How are you going to pay for it? Well, God said you got to pay for your sin. For the wages of sin is death. So, someday, when you're going to die, and by the way, you're going to die, whether you like it or not. You're not going to get out of this world without dying. You're going to die someday. And the Bible said, for the wages of sin is death. You must pay for the price of your sins. On the other hand, Jesus Christ said, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." So, the wages of sin is death. Why in the world would the Almighty God come to this earth and accept such a excruciating, painful pain and to die if it wasn't to give you salvation? So, either you die and burn in hell forever, or you say, "Dear God, You've already done it. You've already died on the cross. Will You die? And You died for me. I accept Your death. I accept Your blood that You shed for me. Will You come into my heart and save me?" You say, "Man, that's simple." Got it. That is simple. Simple. You're going to die. You're going to go to hell if you don't receive Christ as Savior. If you humble yourself to God and say, "God, I know I'm a sinner. Forgive me all of my sins and come into my heart," He said, "I'll save you forever. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, Lord." I hope that you'll take that today. I hope you receive Jesus Christ as a personal Savior. The Bible said you can know it. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life. It'd be a terrible thing if you had a child and he didn't know if you were his daddy or not, or didn't know if you were a mama or not. There's just something about that. In the same way of salvation, it'd be a terrible thing. God said, good night. I don't want you to be wondering if I'm your father or not. I want you to know I am your father, and I love you. Father, I pray you'd help us today. Help us, Lord Jesus, today to remember that behind every door there's a broken heart. Let us do what we can as good soldiers of God's army, that we would tell others about you. Help us, Lord Jesus, today to realize that we have a great responsibility placed upon our shoulders, and that is, what do we do with Jesus? Do we ask Jesus Christ to forgive us our sins, or do we not ask Jesus Christ to forgive us our sins? Lord, it's plain and simple. Lord, I pray today that you'd open the hearts and help us, Lord, today to receive you. Father, speak to our hearts. Holy Spirit, do your work. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. You're here today, and you're not sure you're saved. I know I throw that word around a lot, saved. That saved means that I'm saved to the fact that I am not going to hell, but I am saved by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. I'm saved to go to heaven. You hear today and say, preacher, I'm not sure I'm saved. I've wondered about it. I've questioned about it. I'm not sure about it. My friend, let me pray for you. God will save your sick, sinful soul by coming in your heart and if you believe in Him. Why don't you do that today? Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. I'm going to ask everyone to stand. Pianists are going to play. You're here today and you say, preacher, I'm not sure I'm saved. I'm not sure I'm on my way to heaven. I'd sure like to know that today. Man, I want to get this thing off my heart. I want to be sure I am saved. Why don't you come right now? Let me show you from God's Word how you can know for sure if you die today, you go to heaven. It's the greatest privilege you've ever known in your life. Why don't you come? Preacher, I'm not sure I'm saved. I'm not sure I'm on my way to heaven. Hey, let me ask you this. Let's say that's your old heart beating, and all of a sudden that old heart stops. Then what? You're dead. Last breath. You need to go to hell? Our Jesus Christ ushers you to heaven for an eternity of bliss and sweetness. You hear today and say, preacher, I'm not sure I'm saved. Are you saved? Has there been a time in your life you invited Jesus Christ to be your Savior? If not, let me show you from the Bible how you can know that. Come on. That's why we're here. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. No one's looking at you. We won't make a public spectacle of you. We won't embarrass you. We'll show you what the Bible says. The Bible said it's appointed on a man once to die and then the judgment. There's people tell me, I don't believe that. Well, you can do what you want, but it's an amazing thing. This Bible I hold in my hand, there has been so much perfect revelation that's been given, and it has happened time and time again, thousands and thousands of times. And people say, I don't believe it. Incredible. God loves you. I want you to know that God loves you. For God so loved the world that He gave. Would you just take this moment today and ask Jesus to be your Savior? Here today and say, preacher, I've been saved, but I haven't followed Lord and believers' baptism. Why don't you come? You also here today and say, preacher, we want to become members of this church. This is where we want to serve at. Why don't you come at this time? Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for the opportunity that we have to share the Word of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for America. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for what these men and women have done as they came to this country to start a country that they could serve God in it the way that they believe the Bible dictated them to live. Thank you, Lord, for our freedom of religion. Thank you, Lord Jesus, you allow us to live in this magnificent country that we have. Oh, God, I pray you'd help us to be very careful about our country. And, Lord God, that we would stand up for that which is right and good and be against that what was wrong. Help us, Lord Jesus, to do what we can. And, Lord God, I pray you'd guide us from heaven. And, Lord, please help us. And then, Lord God, thank you for your promise. And, Lord, most of all, thank you that someday we'll abide with you. In Jesus' name, amen. You're dismissed.